Have the unions got any ability to read the room? How selfish can you get? Sydney's transport network has been held to ransom today. 70% of rail workers have walked off the job due to an ongoing dispute with the New South Wales government. The Transport for New South Wales boss, Howard Collins, is advising everyone avoid peak hour. Or better still, avoid trains completely. Oh, great. So the city slows to a stop. How out of touch can you get? We're on the path out of this pandemic, just a week or so after the reopening, and the union bosses jam all of us with a stop work. The rail union is demanding a 3.5% annual pay increase, and they say the new fleet of trains have design flaws. The Rail, Train and Bus Union Secretary, Alex Klassens, says the strike action is a last resort. Alex, give us a break, will you? He says the government won't listen to his concerns. Alex, you've had three meetings with the government this week. When Rob Stokes became the new Transport Minister, the first meeting he had, Alex, was with you. You didn't get what you wanted, so you shut the joint down. And it's not just the Rail, Train and Bus Union causing chaos. We told you yesterday about the major delays at Port Botany, and the wharfies are about to launch fresh industrial action aimed at the terminal operator, Patrick. From Friday, there will be 1-hour stoppages at 5 a.m, 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. and a halt on any overtime. Small businesses are being warned stock delays could increase to 6 days. And the tipping point? Well, the wharfies want the same deal that they have next door at another terminal, Hutchison. That allows the union to employ 40% of new staff from a list of family and friends. As Maritime Union Deputy Secretary Paul Garrett admitted yesterday, it's peak nepotism. That's what he said. Jobs for family members. Since when do the workers get to decide who gets the jobs? And those jobs just happen to go to their relatives and their mates? Leading Dubbo farmer Roger Fletcher has had enough. He says the ongoing delays at Port Botany are impacting our international reputation. Fletcher says we can't get ships out in time because of the delays, and our food has a use-by date. This is un-Australian and it's letting farmers down. And if it continues, the overseas buyers will just walk away and go elsewhere. And we learned today that as a result of these delays and other issues, the cost of household products are about to increase. So we're all going to feel it. And while the Rail, Train and Bus Union are walking off the job, and the Maritime Union is threatening industrial action for Friday, the Transport Workers Union says, hang on a minute, hold my beer, I've got something to say here as well. The TWU has advised parcel deliveries will come to a halt tomorrow. Staff at FedEx, StarTrack and BevChain are walking off the job for 24 hours over a plan to outsource workers. More delays, more people impacted. And what about the timing of this? Just as Sydney starts to rumble again, and as I look out the window at the Anzac Bridge, we can see more cars on the road. Well, there'll be more than ever today because people are afraid to catch the train. Just as we start to get back to life, they take the life out of us. The former Prime Minister John Howard once said, never forget the union thuggery that invaded your business. And that's what it's all about. There are people listening right now who may not love their job. They may dislike their job. They may hate their job or their salary or their conditions or their boss. But they still have to turn up to work. You can't just walk off. But unions can and do. And they do it at the worst possible time. Sydney gets punished because the union bosses didn't get what they wanted. The new Premier Dominic Perrottet should send a message today. He should call the union leaders into his office and read them the Riot Act. Forget about the Transport Minister. Dominic Perrottet, call them into your office. The soft talk doesn't work. We need strong leadership and we need a clear message. If you want to hold the city to ransom, we will take you on. If you want to punish families, we'll punish you. And if you don't want to go to work, we'll find others who will.